Yeah, it works. Good morning. So, Laurette, thank you very much to you and to the McGill University to give us the opportunity today to share with you our experience of the last 2 years. So this is all what I would like to do today, to do a maximum of sharing of the practical experience what we have in social business. Before we come in, I did now so many times creative labs, so let you give a few words of my person before we start to work together. So I'm now 43 years old. I set up a series of small and medium-sized enterprises. One of the most successful ones was a management meeting event company where I guide huge multinational companies and organizations, over 50,000 people, into the theme of corporate leadership and corporate culture, like BASF, who is the world's biggest chemical company, E.ON, who is the biggest private energy company, as well Adidas, who is the most well-known lifestyle company, at least leader in Europe, and Volkswagen as well. So this is what I did for years and years and years. In 2007, I have this great opportunity to meet Professor Yunus, and before I did a lot of innovation process, creative processes in this huge company. I saw the need, and I saw the whole stuff, and I did a total turnaround, and I say, okay, this is my job to do, to support so much as possible my knowledge and sharing my experience with this basic needs what we have, what Professor Yunus and the whole Grameen family is doing. So before we start, so knowing the experience of setting up events, the most values, you know, I did the beautiful events, the most values everybody told me after the management thing was the time in between, you know. So you give a lot of preparing your knowledge, a lot of preparing your content and a nice setup and everything, and then at the end the people give you the feedback, oh, you know, the best time was this time in between. So that's how we start now. And let's start in between. So I would like for you to just turn around your chairs and look to your colleagues behind you. So just turn, yeah, just turn the chairs. Nobody will, no police will come and stop you. So just turn it around. The same is, yes, the collective intelligence works. The same is for your role. And I have a special stuff. So if you, no, turn around your chairs, it's easy. So make it comfortable. Yes. You have enough intelligence to do it. Don't hurt each other. Yeah. Good. Yes. Take your time. We are not in a rush. Yes. So don't. Oh, it's for. Hello. No. I didn't say start to talk. Just turn the chair around, you know. But it's really helpful if you turn it completely around. Otherwise, and same for you, please, if you can do it. So we have some chokers here. We see one or the other doesn't have a neighbor. Maybe you can just go there, and maybe you can help us. Here is somebody missing, and there is somebody missing. You're complete line? Is a choker, otherwise Birgit, make a choker there? Oh, yes, maybe you can make a choker here. You're complete? You know, I steal this idea. Oh, one person is missing here. Huh? No, maybe you make a choker here. Okay, then the second roll will break, so maybe it's better you just getting there, okay? Good. I steal these ideas from the big single market around the world, you know? it's called, what we're doing now, we are complete here? One person? Okay. So take around 4 minutes to ask you why you are here today, what are you doing, and what your expectation. So why you are here today, what are you doing, and especially what's your expectation of today. So we give you 4 minutes time for this chat. Please start and talk now. Thank you. Thank you. morning again. And I tell you, it's a total different atmosphere already in the room. So I have to get a little bit time back of the traffic. So we do a second round after the break. So you can turn around and I can explain you why I do the whole stuff. Thank you for the first dating. Okay.
That was the best part.
Yeah. Usually, I do start the most of my labs with three times, though the people know each other much better than before, and everybody gives me afterwards the feedback, wow, to have this small speed dating, I meet people who I normally doesn't meet during this day. So we will have a second round after the break. Now I try to be back in the time, because also in the morning we give you the whole experience what we have about social business. So if you look on our day today, we will guide you to what is social business. Then we have a break, and this network break is not only a break what you need for your natural needs, to use the toilets and have a water. It's also to talk to each other, and maybe also to be open, to ask more people, and especially the young students who ask for a challenger here, go and enforce the next generation with the questions what you hear. So the network break is really a network break. And then we have more about what we're doing at the Grameen Creative Lab. And then afterwards we do another experimental with you. It's called what we call the Question Lab. So in the afternoon, we would like to go in four smaller circles, and we would like to talk with you about the experience and about using your thoughts and your experience in the whole stuff. Before I go now in the theme of social business, I have to be, I would like to clear up from the beginning a misunderstanding. So what we're talking about is not something that everybody have to do, you know. It's just an opportunity for an NGOs, is an opportunity for a company, is an opportunity for the public sector. So this is nothing that Professor Yunus and myself are thinking everybody has to do it. There's a lot of things going on who goes in the right direction. This is another one, it's a beautiful one, and what we like to share with you is to give you the experience what we have. And nobody else do it better than Professor Yunus by himself. That's why we start with a small movie, and the small movie gives from his voice and his way a small definition about social business. Oh, this is a beautiful. It takes a while to start. The sound. We checked
it. In a yogurt company, you have Danone yogurt, everybody likes.
I start again to have it from the beginning.
We created a joint venture company with Danone. Danone is the food company, which the water company and the yogurt company. You know, Danone yogurt, everybody likes. So this is called Grameen Danone Company in Bangladesh. I met the chairman of Danone in a chance meeting, and we were discussing, and I suggested to him, why don't we create a Grameen Danone company in Bangladesh? He said, to do what? I said, to produce yogurt. You said your yogurt is very delicious. I said, for a special purpose. We can produce yogurt to address the problem of malnutrition among the children of Bangladesh. We take all the micronutrients which are missing in the children, put it in the yogurt, and make it very cheap so that the poorest children can afford it and eat it. There are millions and millions of children in Bangladesh who are malnourished. Experts tell us that if a child eats 2 cups of these yogurts per week and does it over a year, he or she will regain the full health. He said, I agree. He shook hands and he said, I agree. I said, I have not finished yet. I said, it will be a social business. He said, what is a social business? I explained to him, in this business, social business, you can invest, but you cannot take any dividend. You can take all your investment back, recoup all your money, but after you have taken back the last penny, it stops. Company continues to earn profit, but it's not your profit. It's company's profit. Company continues to expand and reach out to more children because it is driven by the social objective. He again shook hands, he said, I agree. This time I thought he doesn't understand my English. But later on I exchanged emails explaining everything. I said, please confirm if we understand each other. He gladly sent me back. He said, I understood every word of it. Let's go ahead and do it. And we created that company. We are selling that yogurt now in Bangladesh.
She gets a batch of supplies from the Grameen Danone factory and then she sells it in the village. We have a special program for beggars. So she might be a member of that group that as a beggar she joined Grameen Bank to take a loan and start the business. Instead of begging around, now she sells around. So it's a transformation by itself. This particular job with selling yogurt came in very handy. She knows the families all around the place. She knows where she can sell this stuff. And people support her because she used to beg. Now she is selling something. So this is good for everybody.
If this becomes successful in this cluster of villages, then all we have to do is to repeat this all over Bangladesh. Because once if you put it in a business format, then the sky's the limit. You can expand it as many ways as you want. Because once you get this engine started, it never stops. It runs by its own steam. And that's where the difference between charity and a social business. In charity, when you give the money, it goes away. It never comes back. So charity dollar has only one life. If you use it, it's done. But if you can define this or design this into a social business, then suddenly that social business dollar has endless life. Because it recycles, it starts moving back and forth again and again. So you touch many more lives and it continues ever and ever.
The Danone project, or the Dream project as it's called inside Danone, is now running since 2 years. We are still on our way where we have to find the seed, but it's incredible what we achieved in only 2.5 years. We said we had a breakthrough in the whole economic world, and now the economic world is talking about using the opportunity, using the knowledge, using the know-how in a total different way. And of course, what we're doing here, or what you're doing here at the McGill University, finding the convergence between the economic world and the healthcare, is an enormous opportunity. It's a beautiful playground to see around and to do it out of a joyful mind to set up totally new models and to do it. The picture what we set up here is from an eye care hospital, who is done by the same principle. It was two musicians, actually, who make a CD. They donated not the CD as a donation. They say, okay, we do it as an investment. They make a CD, bring around $500,000, something like this. Some also good musicians. They invest this $500,000 in an eye care hospital. We took the knowledge from Indian eye care hospital, who is running like a normal business. We manage it like it is done. And now it's working, and we're already on the way to pay back our money. And we cross-subsidize, so from the poorest to the poorest, and we install the best materials there. So it can be done on a very high level, on an international one, but it can also be done on many different ways. And this is the journey where I would like to take you today morning. So before we start to see a little bit about the Scrum Inc. Creative Lab, when I meet Professor Yunus 2007, I see a lot of people around the world who was highly aware about why an economic person achieved the Peace Nobel Prize, and on top a banker, you know? So it was an enormous symbol in the world to see a banker and an economic person becomes the Peace Nobel Prize. His books was extremely successful. Many universities wanted to cooperate. And then I saw this whole need to say, okay, there's an extremely need about interact with the whole people to use their creative power to, if you have the wish, to learn more from Professor Yunus and try to getting from inspiring into performance. This is why we're creating the Grameen Creative Lab. That was, I say in the beginning, I have a very successful creative communication. I have a consultancy about responsible consultancy, and I built up a joint venture with Professor Yunus, like between the Circ Responsibility and Yunus Center, and out comes the Grameen Creative Lab. Is a social business GmbH, like you have a social business LTD. In the beginning, I was saying I do it on the side as well. Today, I'm more than 100% in the whole issues, and I... This is really dangerous in social business. If you once start, you can't stop it. So, and I'm totally into social business issue now. And to see, to go a little bit deeper and to give you the feedback is about the story of Grameen. Grameen, does somebody know what Grameen means? Oh, yeah. Village, exactly. It's all about village, and I guess... this is what we have to see. And the next movie shows you something about the Grameen Bank and how Grameen Bank catch a dollar in the United States. You know? So this movie gives you a little bit of a memory what the mother of social business and the microcredit and the Grameen Bank is only the mother of the social business gives you. So it's a 5 minutes movie to see us a little bit the story of Professor Yunus and the microbank.
My appeal is...
Before we come to the microbank, I chose this movie yesterday night again. It's the same issue about social business, but it gives you a different speech of Professor Yunus. I have the great opportunity to listen to him nearly every month a couple of days. And he do it always in a different way. So this is what I fished out of the internet and what I want to show you before we come to the microphone. Because it shows you the first movie from a different spot. It's a little bit overlapping, but it gives at the end a beautiful question.
My appeal is to justify the totality of human being, we need to have two kinds of business, at least two kinds of business. A business which centers around me, that's a profit-maximizing business. It's all about me. I want to make money. And the other business is kind of a reverse of it. It's all about others, nothing about me. That I'm calling social business. Business to do good to people, to do good to the planet, without any intention of financially benefiting out of it. And if you feel that urge, you can create that company. If we insert that concept into the economic theory, the whole economy becomes different. We can create social businesses in many, many directions. We have created in Grameen, we have created some social businesses to demonstrate that, again, by demonstration. What it is. One became very popular example is a company that we created called Grameen Danone Company. It's a Danone of France, which is a popular, you eat their yogurt almost all the time. You like it, I like it. Whole world likes it. So we created Grameen Danone Company in Bangladesh, a joint venture, as a social business. We told Danone, as a social business, you will never get any dividend out of this company. And we will never take any dividend out of this company. But the company will make money, will make profit, profit will stay with the company. As investors, we can take back whatever money we have invested. Nothing more than that. Because this company is dedicated to a social purpose. What is the social purpose? There are millions of malnourished children in Bangladesh, like many other countries. Because poor people cannot afford to feed the right kind of diet to their children, so they become malnourished. Whatever micronutrients are missing in those children, we put it into this yogurt. Vitamin, iron, zinc, iodine, whatever. And it becomes a fortified yogurt. And make it very cheap. So that every poor child can afford to buy this. It doesn't cost them anything. And then they will regain the health. The more children regain health, the better successful the company becomes. Because company's bottom line is how many children are coming out of malnutrition. That's the bottom line. Unlike the bottom line of profit-maximizing company, what is your return per investment? What is the profit you are making? So you reverse that thing. So in this social business, you don't talk about how much you made, because you don't make anything. That's how you designed it. Your objective is to see, address those things. Now, because it became popular, another company, another French company, Veolia, is a water company, is again a big water company. They want to have a social business with us. We proposed to them, why don't we bring safe drinking water in the villages of Bangladesh where people are drinking arsenic-contaminated water all over Bangladesh. And nobody can help them. So we said we can have a water company. Water which is so affordable that everybody can drink that water and the company covers its cost and we solve the problem. So we can address any social problem. Healthcare is a big problem. 47 million people in this country don't have health insurance. And I said this could be an excellent social business to run because profit-maximizing companies don't go there because they will not make that kind of brilliant profit out of it. So they go someplace else. So this would be a good subject for social business. And you look at all the things. Like, for example, there are many serious diseases in the world for which vaccines are already there. It's invented, it's designed, it's all there. But no pharmaceutical company produces it because you don't make money. These are the poor people's diseases. They can't pay. What kind of world is this? Should we leave everything to the decisions of the profit maximizers so that their benefit is what decides the world? Or there's something else to bring in? That's the basic question.
So yesterday when I arrived and I had a talk to Lorette, who is here today, and I saw the list, then I make the choice to show you both movies. Normally I only show once, but in the second movie, I guess I see a lot of NGOs here participate, a lot of very engaged people here. That's why I make a decision to show you both, because in the second movie, it's Professor Yunus explained very clearly the big questions. Should we make every decision to the profit maximum? You know, so we have all the things what we need to do a proper healthcare. We have everything what we need in the world, and not a single person have to die an unnecessary death out of hunger. It's just the questions how we put our energy in the right direction in the future. So, and that's why I make a decision to show you on one scene to two movies. So this is what I told before, and if we see to coming on the microcredit, we put you some facts and figures together on the microcredit. So to just a reminder, we have an impact of more than 40 million lives in Bangladesh, you know, and the microcredits are now is always, and this is a special on the microcredit of the Grameen microcredit, it's always starting from the poorest of the poorest. You never can join in a microcredit program on the middle size, you know, of $1,000 or $2,000 in Bangladesh. The whole Grameen bank is always trying to have the poorest of the poorest to start with them and then slowly, but slowly, lift them up in a new dimension. It's more than $6 billion now was loaned, sometimes small, like a $5. actually figures, and it's arising in only 1 year, it's over 8 million. So it's now, I just get the new figures from the end of this year, so we will be over 8 million people in Bangladesh. And the activists, there are more than 80,000 villages, and nearly 100%, and this is what I was really amazed when I saw the whole stuff, nearly 100%, let's talk 99%, of the second generation is literate. I hear the account of more than 60,000 academics in the second generation is now out of these poor people. So this reminds me of what Professor Yunus always gives me as a reminder, there is nothing wrong on the people. There's nothing wrong on the poorest of the poorest. Just the system makes them to the poor. So we have so many times, we have this thinking, oh, they are poor because they are lazy, or they are poor because they doesn't have the stuff, or they are poor because they have not the strong will. If you see the second generation, and you see how enormous capacity have a daughter, and then you look to the mother and you think, if she had the same access, probably with a doctor as well. So it shows them there's nothing wrong on the people. It's the system, as we all created, put the poverty to the people. So, and now this movie is coming about the Grameen Bank and how the system of microfinance works in the Grameen America. The next days here in Canada, Stephen Vogel, my colleague, will come and explain to you about the Grameen America. Enjoy the movie about the Grameen Bank.
I was teaching economics in one of the universities of Bangladesh. Now I'm teaching in my classrooms about the five-year plans where the millions of dollars or billions of dollars are to be invested to change the lives of the people. Here next door, people need it less than a dollar apiece, and there's nobody who can help them. So I went to the local bank to arrange loans for them. And the bank manager said he cannot lend money to the poor people because they are not creditworthy. I said, I'll become a guarantor and take the money to the people and see whether this is true.
Our work started giving loans to 42 people, a total amount of $27. Today it grew into a big bank. Right now we give loans to 7.5 million borrowers in Bangladesh. No collateral, no guarantee, no legal papers. 97% of them are women. And one after another loan, they change their life. They move out of poverty consistently. We can create a world absolutely free from poverty.
After the Nobel Peace Prize, suddenly everybody is willing to listen. Suddenly all the doors are open, the doors that you have been banging for many, many years. Thank you so much.
Looking back, the guy who lends money less than a dollar, coming to Malibu, telling them the importance of money.
I hope to take advantage of that, this opportunity, because this opportunity may not last forever.
It can work everywhere, despite the fact this is New York City. This is the capital of capitalism itself. But still, there are things that doesn't work out properly.
We have our borrowers of this program already here. Hey! Today there is 175 borrowers in this program. 100% repayment record. And at the poorest people, people who are not able to go to those banks, paying back every penny, paying back every week, 100%. Congratulations to you. You have been at the forefront of a big, big history that you are going to make. It's almost like landing in the moon. Your small step will be a giant step for all of America. Because if your program, you make it successful, then this will open the door for many, many millions of people in this country who do not have this service from the other kind of banks, where you will be opening this door for the rest of America. Yep. All right, ready? All right, go! Ha-ha!
Also multimedia equipment, you know, so I could take advantage of YouTube and all the social media.
I had two small mixes and I was able to, purchase it. Make mixes so I could do my business on a larger scale.
I bought my first machine to clean the carpets. It was $1,100.
I bought an ice cream truck for mine. Yeah, have an ice cream truck.
We're gonna win, and we're gonna make a lot of money, lots of money, and we're gonna show that Grameen America can work here.
Yeah, and Grameen America works. Have a look to the website. At the moment, the last figures, what I hear, it's now already 1,500 people in the program. And there will be next year a movie, a documentation movie starts, Catch a Dollar. Look, this movie. It was, was 2 years now completely to follow up this program. And it was Bangladeshi who comes from Bangladeshi to the States and do the same work what they did in the Bangladesh. And the system works, even in New York City. So, and as you see on this landscape, the Grameen is not only active in Bangladesh. It's a series of projects. It's now more than 130 projects around the world in around over 30 countries where Grameen working. You will see from the history you have Grameen Bank, Grameen Trust, Grameen Foundation Austria, Grameen Argentina, Grameen Jamel, Fundación Latino Grameen in Spain and the Grameen Creative Lab and many others. Not everyone at the moment, because it was founded in the 80s and it was founded in the 90s, have the same principle. And that doesn't repeat the same, what we call today social business. But from now on, everything what Professor Yunus installed is clear about the same principles. But the Grameen Foundation do a beautiful work in the States, but they work on a little bit different aim. On a different system, but with the same aim. But from now on, it's very clear about the social business aspect, and we install it. I give you this map as well to see one of the most stressed area in the world. It's, we know all, it's Africa, so to see where we are at the moment in Africa. And you see Ethiopia, we do quite well with the microfinance. But you can imagine really in every country is already a microfinance system. The question is if it's done for money or if it's done to really, as a social business, everything for you. And this is the big difference. So we have now nearly 600 million people in microfinance programs. But it's not about all about the same attitude. Government take it to do their own strategy, aims behind it. People make it to make money, and Grameen is behind to do it. And there is a lot of literature about microfinance. That's why we, from the Grameen Creative Lab, focus on the next steps on this, what we call social business. And when I had good luck in 2008, in the beginning, when I make a break in my job, I was 3 months in Bangladesh, and I studied the whole stuff. And when I'm coming back, I talked to my mother, and I only was talking about Yunus, and then my mother talked to me, oh, my son, you're on a total wrong track. The real heroes are the women down who stand up every day and do their job. And then I went again with my best friend down, and we did a whole book about the pictures, what you saw, about the power of dignity, what the women are doing every day, and I understand my mother much better. It's really, the heroes is not Yunus. The heroes are the millions of women who had the courage to change their life and had the will to do something for the family and to do it. So this book, The Power of Dignity, is a really impressive book to show the results, what they can do. In Bangladesh, I discovered this is not only a bank, it's a whole... This is like Tata in India. This is like Maruti in India. You know, it's a whole conglomeration. If they would do it, they would be one of the most richest guys in Asia. But they did it not to have their own share. They did it everything to set it up for the development of Bangladesh and of the nature. So it starts with Professor Latifi and Professor Yunus with 70 students. And they are now working together more than 30 years. And it's a whole family of social business. And my colleagues from the Grameen Creative Lab did this slice to show you a little bit how the whole thing's created. It was created in waves. So 83, they get the license of a bank. What's an enormous breakthrough, you know? So from 74 to 83, there was like two professors with 70 students who don't give up to find solutions, not from the theoretical background, but from the very practical needs of the people. So it took years and years to be informed and to have a shape and to have an institution. And in 89, they built up the Grameen Trust, who's a company. The name is a little bit, was wrong choice, but it's a company. And the startup is now 144 partners in 38 countries and 6.6 million outside of Bangladesh, an enormous account. And that doesn't do it because they have an expansion strategy or they want to make money outside of Bangladesh. They did it because they was invited by people. And like I experience every day, when governments from Albania, governments from Colombia coming to us and like, hey, please, you can help us. You know, you can share your knowledge. Though never the Bangladeshi wants to say, oh, was done like a strategy to say, oh, now cover the world with our knowledge. So it was always people invite them and say, please, you can help us. And the Grameen people always say, yes, if you take care about the funding, we come, we do the work, and we do it for you. We get paid normally like market wage, but they never have an ownership behind by their own. So in 94, and this is where I get really deeply respect when I find it out, so start with the diversification of the business model. It was 93 already when mobile phones was big like this bottle, you know? It was big like... And this was a very deep privilege for us to have a big mobile phone, you know? It was only in 93... Remember, it was this time when you know a friend, you have a friend, you have a computer. And it was this time when you have a friend, you have a friend, you have a mobile phone. Then Professor Yunus said, this technology has to be used for the poorest of the poorest. So he borrowed himself, as I find out afterwards, around 11 million euros from Soros to say, let's start up a Grameen phone company. We need this technology for the women in the rural area. Everybody was smiling on him and say, why, you know, they can't read, they can't write, how they want to use it. They, oh, they're clever, trust them, they will find it out. And he creates something like a telephone ladies, you know. So he gives a telephone to one lady. The lady doesn't need only a couple of hours, and she finds out how to telephone, you know. It's not a big deal, nobody trusted. And it was around 300,000 telephone ladies. So you have a telephone, and you give it to her, and she comes to you, and everybody comes to you as a telephone lady and says, I want to talk to my son, I want to talk to them, I want to... So it was a business. Now, Grameen Phone is the biggest company in the country. And it was done in 93, 94, to see technology have to be used first in the bottom of the pyramid and give them the access to our innovations, and it will be an enormous development. Everybody of us know today, it's easy when we know that telephone makes an enormous change in Kenya, telephone makes an enormous change all over the world. But to believe it in 93, 94, this was quite visionary. So in 2006, the next big wave starts, it is about partnership, you know, and about the whole things, what we start with Danone, and what I will let you know in the afternoon more what we are doing. In 2009, Professor Yunus and us, we're going in the field what we call Grameen employment. In the next hours, I get also back on the Grameen employment. But let's see a little bit on the diversity, what they built up inside Grameen and inside Bangladesh. And it's around 27 companies now. And it's like Czech, it's like Shakti. Czech is on the whole stuff to promote the handloom and textile market. Shakti is about everything about renewable energy and fisheries and livestock. And of course, there's an enormous variations of healthcare and of healthcare services. Before we make a break, I show you this incredible movie about Grameen Shakti to see what they did in the field of renewable energy. And this movie shows the precisely work, how they work as a company, totally customer-driven, and what they achieved in only a couple of years.
Grameen Bank is famous for transforming the economic lives of the poor in Bangladesh. From the 19th floor of its Dhaka headquarters, its sister company, Grameen Shakti, is doing the same for access to electricity for the 100 million Bangladeshis who are not connected to the grid. And in the last 2 years, it's also had huge success introducing other sustainable technologies. Grameen Shakti won an Ashton Award in 2006 for its work, and is the winner of the 2008 Outstanding Achievement Award. At the time of the 2006 award, Grameen Shakti had installed 65,000 systems, but now it's installed over 150,000.
Since 2006, if you see our map, we have at that time around 200 branch services. Right now we have 400, it's doubled in the network and also the installation rate. In 2006, 2,000 systems per month. Now we're installing more than 6,000 systems per month. So every year we're breaking our record. Is an exponential growth.
Key to its success is the Grameen Shakti network. Through its regional offices and local branches, it not only promotes its technologies, but makes them affordable by carefully calculating loans with a realistic payback period. Staff are locally recruited, so they have links with the communities they work in. And word has now spread to every district of Bangladesh of the new possibility of life with electricity. A solar system means a developed life. Because of it, life is easier.
We can do sewing and our children can study with the solar light.
We don't have to go to a distant place to charge the mobile phone. We can do it at home.
It has also opened Grameen Technology Centres, where new solar users are taught how to get the most from their systems, and technicians are trained in maintenance and how to assemble components locally.
Supplies used to come to us from Dakar, which took a long time, and sometimes people had to wait for their solar power systems to be installed. But now, thanks to Grameen Technology Centres, everything is available all the time.
In Bangladesh, it's rare for a woman to be seen alone outside the home, even less have a job. But Grameen Shakti has trained over 1,000 technicians, and most of them are women.
Lots of people are curious about my work. For them it seems very difficult and unusual for an uneducated rural woman. And they ask me, how did you learn this work? And I tell them I learned it here at this Grameen Technology Centre.
She produced around 30 pieces per day. So earning in a month is around 7,000 taka, is around $100. We are involving women 100%. At the same time, we are training the women to spread this technology in the community level.
Some of the trained technicians have now become solar entrepreneurs. Working from home, they are able to earn a good wage assembling parts and providing local customer service. They are, in effect, mini franchise holders to spread the Grameen Shakti brand.
It's really satisfying. I like it when all the installation is finished. The charge controller shows the electricity is connected and the light comes on. It's a pleasure for me because I was the one who made it happen.
With 150,000 solar units installed to date, rural business is also being transformed.
The village market, we have a lot of shops, no electricity here. So we put solar home system. Now they have another 4 hours, 5 hours, extension of working hours, and they run a television and also lights. This is the income generation. They're renting like to other neighboring shops. At the end of 3 years, they become the owner of the system, and they can continue for 25 years, 30 years.
Before we had light, my daily takings were 1,500 taka. Now I'm making an extra 1,000 every day.
But the spread of solar power systems may soon be overtaken by the improved cooking stove. Most people in Bangladesh and the developing world cook on an open fire or a traditional stove like this. The smoke and heat cause health problems for mothers and children. Everything is coated with soot, and there's often a steep monthly firewood bill. But after talking to other Ashton Award winners at the 2006 ceremony, Deepal Barua decided to introduce a better stove to Bangladesh. These stoves use half the fuel and take smoke and heat safely out of the kitchen. And they cook faster too. The stoves are cheap, only 700 taka or £5. And within 6 months, the cost of the stove is paid back in fuel savings.
There's no smoke, no blackening, and no heat. Before that, it was so troublesome, frustrating, and tiring. Now it's good, no health problems.
The stoves are also popular with small businesses, like this roadside restaurant. As well as saving on firewood, customers prefer to eat in a smoke-free environment. There's a real need for this technology, and thanks to the existing Grameen Shakti solar energy network, the organization has been able to move fast.
So we can minimize the cost, same infrastructure for the solar we can use for the improved cooker stove also. So we started just 1 year before. Now we install 15,000. I think this is a big future waiting for us, and we like to build within 7-8 years another 10 million improved cooker stove in Bangladesh.
For those with a few cattle, there is another option on offer, a biogas system that produces clean burning methane from cow dung. With biogas on tap all the time, there's no need for fuel wood at all. And for farmers, the byproduct, organic residue, is a great fertilizer. It replaces expensive chemicals and is reported to improve crop yields. In this fish farm, it's even used instead of fish feed.
Before, in 6 months, a fish would grow to about 250 to 330 grams. And now it's about 500.
The output of the larger biogas plants is enough for the surplus to be sold on by piping it to neighbouring houses. Everybody wins, as the neighbours save on fuel wood and their payments for gas cover the biogas owners' costs. Grameen Shakti's unique community-based business model puts affordable energy within the reach of the world's poor, when many would think it impossible.
We have to try, and it's doable from our experience in Bangladesh, one of the developing country, poor country, but still we are doing fine, and it is a viable, it is a green energy. We are contributing to the planet. I advise, try to figure out what are the difficulties and solve one by one, and they can develop the program in other countries.
Every time when I went there and I see the Grameen Shakti, now it's amazing figures. Well, they're on the way to install next year nearly a million solar home system. So then if you install this, you know, three women are coming, they install you the panel, the converter, the battery, and if you have any problem, you have a 24-hour service, you call and they come and they prepare it. This is a success story behind, you know. So you have a total service infrastructure, and they're creating 10,000s and 10,000s of jobs behind the whole system. It's an incredible story to see how it grows and how it goes forward. Of course, they have to do a redesign, they have to find new batteries now, they have to find, like every business, new models, you know, they have to install it from 2.0 to 3.0 to 4.0, but they're learning, they go ahead, but they start in 94, with around 60 pendulums, and 80 pendulums, and 100, and 150, and 200, and they're rising it up to nearly now next year a million. So this is a beautiful example to see. So basically what we find out, and in the Grameen Creative Lab, we have people now, former from the Boston Consulting Group, former from the people from other consulting strategic companies and us. And what we find out is we have this Grameen DNR. And after the break, I would like to talk with you about this. And we start before about the seven principles. And the seven principles of social business, this is where we have in the second break, where we go through it. So first, the principle always is that the object of the company is the social needs. Can be property, one or more, or other stuff to focus on it. Secondly is, and this is the most very important, it's financially and economic sustainable. So it means it's not no lost and no dividend company. So this is what shows on the principle number three, where we say clearly that there is not a zero dividend behind this company. Number four, if the company makes profit, what's necessary, and the investor gets the investment money back and the rest stays in the company. And number five is this environmental consciousness, and this is what I told you before. Of course, the first model of social business will be like models, what we see when we look backwards about the first models how to fly. So it will be a rapidly set up to redesign it and redesign it and redesign it to grow and to make it better and to make it better. This is a normal issue of the business. Six, the people who work with us, they get market wage money. So this is very clear. And seven, do it with joy. And this is an enormous principle, because so many things are created in the world out of necessity, out of duty, out of I have to do it. If we create it out of necessity, the logical result will be more necessary. If we do the stuff out because we enjoy it, what we're doing, I believe strongly then the result will be joyful results. So this was the first stuff. I give you now a break. For about 15 to 20 minutes, and then we go deeper in the social business. Thank you very much.